You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Tam, joined by Rhodes College Head Women's Basketball Coach Matt Dean. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on getting to the SCAC Tournament, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Russell. We truly appreciate that. It's a great honor to be competing, and that's our first goal when we talk about, our first goal of our first meeting is, hey, we need to get to the SCAC Tournament, and we accomplish it, so we're excited.
Coach, you bring a Lynx basketball team to the SCAC Tournament, 17-7 on the regular season, 11-5 in SCAC play, winners of 9 of your last 11. Just talk about where this team is as you guys head to Birmingham and compete in the SCAC Tournament.
Well, I think we're in a great place. Sunday we did something that no one else in the league was able to do this year. We went to a very tough environment and played a great team who had clinched the SCAC regular season title. And we were able to upset a top 20 caliber team on their home floor, and we did it by playing terrific defense in the second half.
Coach, looking at your roster now that you guys are finally healthy, it seems to be fairly balanced in the fact that you've got a Charwell Bell, Lauren Avant, Sarah Womack, all three of those of which are basically averaging in double figures. Talk about the balance of this team offensively and how important that is going into an SCAC tournament where you're not leaning on just one or big score every night.
I think you're really accurate in that statement, Russell. You know, last year, Charwell led the league in scoring. She won the scoring title. I think it was over 19 a game. And if you go back to January 3rd or 2nd when we lost to Millsaps at home, I think Charwell was averaging over 18 points a game at top of the league. And then since Lauren Avant has stepped into our lineup, Charwell's numbers have gone down. But obviously, Lauren has provided us another spark. Her scoring is much needed. But she's a tremendous on the ball defender, Russell, and she tries to get everyone else involved in the game, and she shares the ball, and we're a much different team with her and Charwell on the floor together, and we have a lot of young kids that have really matured over the course of the season too. So we're playing pretty good basketball right now, but we also realize we have a very tough opponent on Friday, Colorado College. I think they're winners of 5 of their last 6 and 3 in a row, and they were a tough game the first time we played them, and we expect a big-time challenge on Friday afternoon.
Coach, you mentioned defense. You're bringing with you to Birmingham the second-best defense in the SCAC, allowing opponents just 58.8 points per game. Just talk about this team's defensive effort this season and how important that'll be as well in an SCAC tournament environment, one-and-done atmosphere.
Well, it has to be at a high level. For us to have a chance in any game, we talk about it. We have to guard. We also lead the league in turnover margin. So for us to have a chance on Friday, we're going to have to keep Colorado to 60 or below. We're going to have to be +5 in the turnover margin category, and we're going to have to compete with them on the boards. They do a great job in their high-low game. You know, Becky Leach is one of the best players in this conference. Jordy Stevenson is a knockdown shooter, and they got some other nice pieces as well. And we know it's a very big challenge, and we have to guard to advance, because right now, you look at us, one thing we don't do well, we don't shoot the ball very well. So it's very important for us to hold the opponents in the 50s to have a chance.
Well, Coach, you've mentioned it a little bit, but as we look at your matchup on Friday, you face the number 2 seed coming out of the Western Division in Colorado College. The lone meeting you guys had against the CC Tigers this year, you're able to pick up a win on the road, 67-60, behind 21 points from Lauren Avant. Just talk about what you can take away from that game back in Colorado Springs, looking ahead to your matchup Friday.
Well, it was actually played in Memphis, Russell, but despite that fact, we have a lot of respect for their basketball team. We think that they have a lot of talented players. We know that they're very hard guard. They run good stuff. Liz does a tremendous job, and they play it with a high energy level. They also push the ball. They get up and down the floor in transition, and that makes it, more difficult, when you're trying to be more of a half-court oriented basketball team, which is our defense philosophy. You got to get back. You got to identify shooters, and you got to keep Lucian from getting in the paint. When she gets in the paint, she can post up. She can put the ball on the floor. She's got nice spin moves. She finishes around the rim. She knocks down foul shots. She goes to the offensive class. Just have a lot of respect for what she has done in a 4-year period. Her body of work in this league is incredible. She's a incredible basketball player.
Coach, you mentioned Becky Lynch, and as you say, she can score, she can rebound, she gets her teammates involved, she can dish out assists. How do you try and slow a player of her caliber up in your matchup on Friday?
You can't stop Becky. Becky's going to get hers. What you have to do, in my opinion, is you got to do a good job on the rest of their personnel. So, you know, if you look at our win on Sunday, Maggie Pruitt had 21 and Lauren Hunter had 22. That was 43 of their 56 points. But we did a great job on everyone else. And we got to have the same philosophy on Friday. We can't get caught up in trying to limit Becky under her average. But everyone else, we have to do a really good job on.
Coach, Colorado College brings the top rebounding team in the SCAC to Birmingham with them, a plus 6.8. Margin on the year. How important is it for your team to hit the glass this matchup on Friday?
Well, it's the utmost, because if we don't, we're done. If we allow them to go plus 10 on us, it's going to be very difficult for us to win the basketball game, bottom line. So everyone's got to go to the glass. We got to have, you know, four rebounders at all times and a safety defender. So we got to be very active. And I'll tell you what Colorado does. They bring a lot of energy to the floor. You have to match their intensity level. You have to do that, and that's a big part of rebounding as well, is how bad you want it. And they just, from my perspective, Russell, they want it more than most people. That's why they're leading the league in that category.
Coach, you mentioned it earlier, but turnover margin will be huge for your Lynx team as you guys head into that matchup on Friday. You bring to Birmingham the top turnover margin team in the SCAC, plus 5 on the year per game. Just talk about your importance of creating turnovers with this team, and you've mentioned defense already, but the ability to give you guys extra possessions offensively and also creating easy transition points.
Well, it is the most important thing. We were able to win Sunday because we were plus 8 in that category. You know, you can look at stats. We don't shoot the ball very well. I think we're like 36% as a team, which is at the bottom of the SCAC totals. We're like 24% from beyond the arc, which is dead last in the SCAC totals. But we guard you, and we do a good job of creating some turnovers that lead to transition points. And, you know, we're about dead even on the glass. So I'm very concerned, like you mentioned, about the rebounding margin. Colorado's a great rebounding team. So it's going to put more emphasis on us, Russell, to try to get more turnovers and create easy offense on Friday.
And finally, Coach, as we head into the SCAC tournament this Friday, you mentioned yourself at the start of the year you wanted to get to the SCAC tournament to give your team a chance to make a run to the SCAC championship game. You've made it now to the tournament. Talk about what the keys will be, one or two things that the Lynx need to do well if you guys are going to make that deep run and have your first appearance in the SCAC championship game.
I think we got to find a way to execute our zone offense better. We got to find a way to make shots. I mean, we've seen a lot of zone the second half of the season, and we'll continue to see a lot of zone because, you know, we're a very athletic team and people have a hard time guarding some of our stuff in man. But I think when you go to tournament play, Russell, and it's a one-and-done philosophy, I think you got to stay in the moment. I think you can't get caught up about the next game. You really got to expend all that energy you can on winning the first game. So right now, all we're thinking about is Colorado. We have a ton of respect for them. We know it was a close game in Memphis. We know they have some great players. We know they present matchup problems for us as well. But on Friday, you know, the biggest thing for us is we're going to try to take it one possession at a time, one half at a time, and then one game at a time. So we know we got to stay in the moment.
Rhodes College head women's basketball coach Matt Dean. Again, Coach Dean leads his women's Lynx into the SCAC tournament with a 17-7 record, 11-5 in SCAC play, earning the number 3 seed coming out of the Eastern Division. We'll square off to open up their SCAC tournament Friday, February 24th, against the number 2 Western Division team in Colorado College, 3 p.m. from Homewood High School in Birmingham, Alabama. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move to the SCAC tournament.
Russell, thank you for having us, and we look forward to seeing you in Birmingham.